Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We are in Acts chapter 8, verses 4 through 8, and it says this, "Now those who were scattered went about preaching the word. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed to them the Christ. And the crowds with one accord paid attention to what was being said by Philip when they heard him and saw the signs that he did. For unclean spirits came out of many who were possessed, crying with a loud voice, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was much joy in that city." In Acts chapter 8, we observe something odd. Many of the Christians in Jerusalem were displaced due to the persecution, but some of the Christians remained in Jerusalem, such as the apostles. You know, it's not always wrong to run for your life. Neither is it always wrong to stay and fight. The key is to listen to God. But no matter where you end up, one thing is for sure, you are to preach. Even though God scatters some of his people at this point, he never calls on them to be silent. Notice the opposition that the Christians in Jerusalem were facing. The text said that Saul was ravaging the church. Do you remember that? And then the image is that Saul was like a wild animal, tearing his victims apart, much like a lion would do. That was Saul's mindset. He wanted to ravage the church, and he pursued it, going house to house. He wasn't waiting for opposition to spring up, but rather, he was hunting Christians down. So get this picture. The persecution breaks out. Christians are being hunted down in their own homes. In God's wisdom, some Christians scatter from Jerusalem. Some remain in Jerusalem. And those who remain face that awful persecution, but they preached where they were planted. Now, here's what I mean when I say they preached. I mean they loved and they served and they gave and they spoke boldly but humbly and graciously about the living Savior. They preached even in the face of hostility. So not only should we preach in the face of hostility, but in our text today, we see that Philip preaches in the wake of diversity. One group is left in Jerusalem to preach and minister in that hotbed of opposition. Another group is scattered to minister in diverse cultures. Philip is sovereignly scattered to a part of Samaria. And history tells us that during this period, tensions and animosity were high between the Jews and Samaritans. And yet Philip did not view the diversity as any hindrance to the gospel like we might today. He went into that land full of the love of Christ and preached Jesus to them. He was not a big shot apostle. He was a deacon. He was a layman. He was a refugee on the run who loved Jesus and couldn't help but talk about him. Listen, you may not stand behind a pulpit, but you do have a platform from which you are to preach the gospel in the midst of hostility and in the midst of diversity. The gospel is the power of God to everyone who believes. When you pray today, please remember longtime missionary John Rigueres in Portugal. And also remember the Hassa broadcast in the target area of Africa.